A short story about a long marriage was source material for the new film 45 Years. It stars Charlotte Rampling and Tom Courtney. They are a happily married couple, unsettled late in life by an unexpected revelation. Critic Bob Mondello says the film itself is a revelation.
Kate and Jeff Mercer are living out their twilight years in Norfolk, one of the flattest spots in England. Nary a bump in the landscape, and from the couple's ease, it seems their marriage is also smooth. Kate's planning a 45th anniversary party and wonders, as she brings in the mail, whether Smoke Gets in Your Eyes is the right song to play.
What do you think of that Platters song?
What for?
First Dance?
Or do you think it's a bit naff to have the same song that we had at our wedding?
No, lovely song. I've always liked it.
He opens the envelope she's just handed him, and his brow creases.
What is it?
A letter.
Yes, I know, but from? It's in German.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Well, I can't remember the verbs as well as the nouns, but I think it says they found her.
Found who?
Well, her body, anyway.
God, who? Jeff?
They found Katya.
In a melting glacier in the Alps, Swiss authorities have spotted the perfectly preserved body of a young woman. They suspect it's the girlfriend Jeff was hiking with 50 years ago when she fell into a crevasse. They want him to identify the body because he's listed as her next of kin. Kate is thunderstruck.
I'm sure I told you this before,
but I think I remember her husband being another woman's next of kin. Why?
Why what?
Well, why were you her next of kin?
Because they thought we were married.
What made them think that?
We told them we were.
You weren't, though?
Oh, no. Hell no. We just had to pretend so that people would let us stay in their houses. Different in those days, Kate. And then after the accident,
You could have just told me, Jeff.
It's hardly the sort of thing you tell your beautiful new girlfriend, is it?
I suppose not. Got lots to do tomorrow.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes. I mean, I can hardly be cross with something that happened before we existed, can I?
Not really.
Still.
And in that single syllable, still, lie the seeds of marital catastrophe. Writer-director Andrew Hay is examining a marriage disrupted by what hasn't been said, what won't be said. So it's in Tom Courtney's halting stammer that you hear Jeff struggling to give his wife reassurance he's not sure he feels himself, and in Charlotte Rampling's eyes that you see Kate's dawning realization of what she, as a beautiful, devoted wife, at 70, is up against. Not just memories of a woman with whom she very nearly shares a name, Katya, Kate, but that woman's youth kept on ice for 5 decades. Kate thinks back on 45 years of marriage, suddenly second-guessing every choice she and Jeff have made. That song for their anniversary party with lyrics about tears I cannot hide, what were they thinking? Still, they push through to the party. Jeff does his damnedest. Kate holds on for dear life, and the director holds too, on a sustained shot of the teamwork that's gotten these two through 45 years, and that may also mark the moment when a lovely flame dies. I'm Bob Mondello.
When your heart's on fire, you must stay alive. Smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaff them and I gaily laugh to think they could die.